On Friday, the 12th of September, 1494, the 18-year-old Louise of Savoy, Countess of Angoulême, went into labour at the Château of Cognac. The birth pains intensified, as did her prayers for the realisation of a prophecy. 4 years earlier, she'd been told that she would bear a son. The seer who had revealed her destiny was the famed Calabrian hermit Francis of Paola, who had built an unparalleled reputation among nobles desperate for news of male heirs. He was much favoured by Louis XI, who brought him to the French court. Later, his son and successor, King Charles VIII, beguiled by the oracle, had refused to allow him to return home. It was ironic that the soothsayer had not foreseen his own luxurious captivity. Louise, too, had travelled to him in search of comfort. At their meeting, the friar had given her momentous news. He foretold that she would not only give birth to a boy, but that he would one day be King of France. This prediction had become her sacred truth, and would later justify her belief that she, too, had been chosen for greatness. The marriage between 11-year-old Louise and the 28-year-old Charles, Count of Angoulême, had taken place in Paris on the 16th of February, 1488. The bride's extreme youth raised no eyebrows, for it was unexceptional in dynastic matches at the time. The couple had only begun living together as man and wife when Louise reached the age of 15. Angoulême, a prince of the blood, was first cousin of Louis, Duke of Orléans. The Angoulême were the junior branch of the House of Valois-Orléans. After the ruling Valois dynasty, they were the most senior royal line. Louise of Savoy might not have married the immediate heir to the throne, but she had wed into the royal house of France. Charles of Valois-Orléans, Count of Angoulême, could hardly be described as a mismatch for the young Savoyard princess. The union soon resulted in the birth of their first child, Marguerite, on the 11th of April, 1492, at Count Charles's residence of the Château de Cognac, a vast fort that was much added to during the Hundred Years' War to protect the town of Cognac, which it overlooked. Here, Louise and her husband presided over a royal court in miniature, with jesters, musicians, and all the fanfare of a king's residence, but without the same glamour. Salic law in France dictated that only a male should inherit the dynastic rights that any great family could bestow upon their scions. The splendid future, prophesied by the hermit for her as yet unborn son, weighed upon the young countess as she felt the first birth pangs. Accompanied by the most trusted ladies of her household and a number of her female servants, Louise walked out into the park and sat down beneath the boughs of an ancient elm, which, according to Angoulême tradition, protected both mother and child. Here the countess was safely delivered of a healthy boy, as foretold. The relieved parents had already agreed that if the child was male, he would be named Francis, in tribute to the man who had forecast both his birth and future greatness. Years later, Louise would write in her journal, "Francis, by God's grace, King of France, and my own gentle emperor, had his first experience of this world's light at Cognac about 10 o'clock of the afternoon on the 12th day of September in 1494."